This man joining us right now is certainly not one of them. Gold Coast Suns coach Stewie Jew joining us right now. Morning to you, Stewie. How are you?
No, I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. I'm stoked to have you on because I got to tell you, on Monday I was down in Melbourne and I had to do our radio show from Triple M in Melbourne. The home of Eddie Maguire and Luke Darcy are all there, and obviously a massive AFL town. Anyway, I go out, Stewie, to make a coffee halfway through my show, and they've got Triple M Melbourne blasting through the office, and they're playing a promo for their afternoon show for Triple M, which is Billy Brownless and Wayne Carey.
And James Brayshaw.
Is it okay? Yeah. And anyway, mate, as a Gold Coast resident, as a Gold Coaster, I got angry listening to the promo that's being played on Triple M Melbourne, because they're not only having a shot at the Gold Coast Suns, they're dead set having a shot at the Gold Coast. I want you as our coach, Stewie, to listen to this promo and respond to it and see if it makes you as angry as it made me. Have a listen to this, mate.
The Gold Coast Suns are a shambles, and Billy Brownless wants to know why.
What's wrong with the city of the Gold Coast? Nothing works up there. No sporting teams work up there. Actually, no one works up there, to be honest.
Wayne Carey might have the reason.
Having lived up there for a short time, I think it's a lot of people up there. Are on the run.
He's given it to our footy side. He's given it to us as a city. Does it make you angry, Stewie? They're taking us as a joke.
Oh, well, a couple of opinions there. You know, one you may not listen to at all, and another one, I guess it's pretty ill-informed. I've never seen Billy Brownless come to our footy club, so that's a message we have for people that have a real ill-informed view of whether it's our football club or the Gold Coast. That's our advice to them.
Stewie, you mentioned that it does. Gold Coast teams don't seem to work up here. We are seeming to be the Bermuda Triangle for sport, though. Teams come up here, they're unsuccessful. We saw the likes of the Crushers, and you know the Titans aren't, you know, having a good run. The Suns haven't been great. Why do you think it doesn't work? What's going on with Gold Coast sport?
Oh well, I mean, I can't speak for the other sports, but I know our sport has the backing of the league. And that's unwavering. So that's why we're confident that it's going to work. It's just a matter of time. But obviously previous sports and codes have fallen over financially. So, I'm not in the position to go into the depths as to why. But, you know, with our code and support from the AFL, the sporting body, that's why it's going to work.
When you played for Port Adelaide and Hawthorn, when young boys growing up playing AFL, do they say one day I want to grow up and be a Suns player? Is that what they're saying, or do they want to play for the likes of, you know, Geelong or Port Adelaide or Hawthorn or St Kilda?
Well, everyone's different. I mean, you know, you look at, and it goes in cycles, and you know, there would have been a time when people say they want to be a Carlton supporter, but they, you know, they finished bottom last year as well, so. I think people, depending on who their parents follow, and that's what's, it's generational, and I've got to do the work up here now with the right age bracket as well to make sure that when those kids come through and then they have kids, that they're some supporters. And that's why we think, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to grow that. We're the youngest club in the AFL, so, you know, 7, 8, 9 years in, we're continuing to grow. Has it been perfect? No, but that's what we're working towards.
We got faith in you, Stewie. Get out there, mate. Honestly, I got so angry when I heard that promo the other day, and I can't wait for the day where you and the boys shove it right up Melbourne's jumbie and we are AFL premiers. I reckon it will be fantastic, and they'll take us seriously then, and you're the man to do it for us, Stewie. Good on you, my friend, and thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.